Here we go. You're tuning into Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. Thanks so much for listening. For all of you guys who don't know me out there, my name's Dr. K Durayraj, and I'm a facial plastic surgeon and beauty specialist. I specialize in faces, and I'm located in gorgeous Southern California in Pasadena. Come and visit me by the Rose Bowl. And I'm here to teach you all about the science of vibrant, sexy skin at every age. I'm really excited today on the podcast to talk to someone you guys have all seen in fashion and modeling. This is Gemma Lee Farrell. So everyone say hi to Gemma.
Hi, guys.
So tell us all about yourself. I know you're Australian.
Well, actually New Zealand. I was born in New Zealand, brought up in Australia.
Ah.
Then I've been in America for 8 years.
Okay.
I came over here for modeling. I was a Playmate, Centerfold, part of the Good American Good Squad with the Kardashians and, you know, a bunch of modeling stuff and magazines in America.
So I know all of my listeners are super excited and interested to learn, like, what's it like to be a high fashion model?
Well, actually now I don't do as much high fashion modeling as I used to, but I do more social media influencing, beauty stuff, beauty work, makeup, clothing, blogging, but it's always hard. You're always very critical on yourself. You always want to improve.
Yeah, that's so true. What got you into fashion and modeling?
Well, actually, I kind of just fell into it when I was in Australia. Somebody asked me, I was young, if I wanted to shoot.
Uh-huh.
And I said yes. And then somehow, like a couple of years later, I ended up in Los Angeles.
So you were discovered at a young age. Yeah, like the classic story, someone found you at the mall.
I know. I was, fishing with my dad.
That's awesome. And you have how many sisters and brothers?
I've got a little sister. Uh-huh. And I've got a niece. She is a kid. And then I've got an older brother. They live in New Zealand, though, so I miss them a lot.
And here in LA, who do you hang out with a lot?
A lot of other influencers and models. My best friends do influencing and stuff. So
that's great.
You're running a good... Make sure you follow me.
And tell everybody where they can find you on your handles.
You guys can find me at Gemma Lee Farrell.
With a G.
With a G, yes.
G-E-M-M-A.
Yes, people always mistake it for Gemma or Gemma.
I know,
Gemma.
Yeah. And then tell me who your favorite modeling role models are, like your icons of beauty. Who do you think is so fabulous and gorgeous?
Oh my gosh, I always think that Adriana Lima is just goals. Or Angelina Jolie, I think she is. These days, like Kendall Jenner is stunning. Kylie Jenner's stunning.
Yeah.
All the Jenners, all the Kardashians.
All the Kardashians, yes. How is it to work with Khloe on her Good America campaign?
Oh my gosh, she is so sweet. She is so sweet, so nice. So she was walked up to me, she was like, thank you so much for doing this. I really appreciate it. I was like, thank you.
Yeah, wow. She's such a genuine person. It even comes across on TV that she's like warm and approachable, I think.
Oh, for sure. No, it was definitely a blessing. I feel very lucky.
That's great. And how did you like the clothing line?
Oh, Good American Jeans are so amazing. There actually might be a box in my house right now. They might have just arrived for my travels. I leave tomorrow to go to Dominican Republic for kind of a vacation / work. And then I go to Tulum for a shoot for an Australian magazine.
Uh-huh.
I'm going out with my other girlfriends, Abigail Ratchford. You guys might know her from Instagram as well. And a few other models. And then we go to Miami for
interesting. Fun. So what do models do when they hang out? Are you guys allowed to eat?
Oh my gosh, we go crazy.
Is it like a lot of dieting and then you get your shoot done and then you just have like an In-N-Out burger? Because that's what I would do.
Well, if it's coming up to a big shoot, like I just shot the other day for Runway Magazine and I was really healthy up until it, and then I just pigged out afterwards, which is always the case, I feel like.
Yeah.
But I've got a really fast metabolism, so I don't have to worry about it too much.
That's awesome. What are your top model beauty tricks? Like, we all have our tools that we can't live without, our skincare that we love, or just tricks of the trade.
Oh my gosh, tricks of the trade. Well, I always, always wash my face before I go to bed, and I use all serums. I'm really strong believer in serums and oils because I feel like my skin needs it. And I also use olive oil and sugar to exfoliate my skin.
Oh, that's a good one. Like your face or body?
I use it face and body, but I make sure that afterwards I wash my face properly.
Yeah.
But I leave it soaking into my body.
Wow. You do a homemade. Yeah. So what's the recipe?
Just olive oil or you can use like coconut oil and sugar or olive oil.
Okay, just till it has a gritty texture.
Yeah, like a gritty texture. And it gets off spray tan really easy, actually.
Oh, what's your favorite spray tan? In a bottle. Or like a drugstore, you know.
Honestly, Saint Tropez? Yeah.
Yeah.
Saint Tropez is pretty good, but normally I get spray tans every week.
Oh, every week.
Yeah. Well. And then I go, my other beauty secret is I go to the Korean spa. People don't really know about it, but it's like, I guess that aren't really in LA or Korea.
They have them in, Koreatown.
Yeah, in Koreatown. So I go there all the time. Literally, you lie on this bed naked, and they scrub you down head to toe with this woman, and she scrubs you all down from head to toe, washes your hair.
Yeah, so it's like these 60-year-old Korean ladies wearing, like, big black bras and underwear, right?
Yes.
They have these big rubber gloves on.
Yes, I call it the vagina car wash, even though it's not the vagina car wash. I just call it that.
That's so funny, and they scrub you within an inch of your life.
So I feel like my skin is always... That always gets off the spray tan, and I'm always really fresh, and it always makes my skin glow, so...
They exfoliate till you're, like, a red lobster.
Yeah, and then they put the oils on you and everything, and then you sit in the steam room. They're really good value as well. Very affordable.
That is true, yes. For, like, $100, you can spend the whole day, totally.
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
It's pretty fun, except you don't know what anybody's saying to you. Except if you speak Korean.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, literally. Yeah. They get very close to you. Closer it's than fun. A lot of people have got to me.
Those of you who have never tried it, you got to try it once in your life. It's pretty fun.
It is very fun. What else is a good beauty secret? Well, I juice cleanse a lot as well. I do believe in, maybe a couple of days just juicing and soups and salads.
Oh,
trying
good.
To, like, clean out your system, make yourself all fresh.
What's in your juices, like green juice or the cayenne, pepper, lemon?
If I'm a little bit lazy and I know that I'm going to be hungry for the day, I get sugary ones, which aren't as good. But I don't know. Actually, I shouldn't even have anything with sugar in it. It's not good for my body.
Mm.
Messes up my pH levels. Is that what it does? Sugar messes up your pH levels?
Yeah, it makes you more acidic, more prone to yeast and different... Yeah, slows your metabolism. It's bad for skin. Sugars cause glycolation, which is like when... skin proteins get oxidative damage, so it increases aging, actually. So yeah, sugars are not great for you, carbs are not great. You should definitely eat a more green, high protein, plant-based diet is good.
Okay, so don't listen to me about the sweet juices, go to the green juices.
Yeah, juices with less fruits. I see people juicing all the time. It's like a banana and like apples and all the sweet junk.
No,
it's
and
like,
the one that they make at home, with all the like peanut butter and honey and like cinnamon. I'm like, whoa.
I know. You have to be so careful because those are just like milkshakes, basically. Yeah. It's like a healthy version of a regular vanilla milkshake.
If I work out and I want to make my own smoothie, I'll make one with like a protein star with peanut butter, banana, and then I'll put protein powders and I'll use almond milk in it. I'll make it like semi-healthy, but still enough to like fill me up after a workout.
Yeah, I think people obsess a lot about protein. Do you know how much protein you're supposed to have in a day, an adult woman?
I don't know, but I need a lot because I'm built like a wet tea towel.
Is that a New Zealander expression?
I think so. It means that I'm like, I have really no body fat, so I need a...
Yeah,
I need to eat
to
more.
Stay plump. Usually it's a gram of protein per pound of your body weight. Per kilo,
really?
Yeah, so per kilogram of body weight. So like 60 grams a day is about average, 50 to 60 grams a day. See, I think we tend to overeat protein, actually. And people have the misconception that you're working out, you have to have protein to grow muscles. You actually don't. If you overeat protein, that just turns into more calories, more carbs later.
Well, thank you for telling me that, because I didn't know that, actually.
Yeah, like if you eat too much protein and your body's already got enough calories to function for the day, that's just excess calories that are going to turn into fat calories. So, generally speaking, we don't need as much protein as we eat during workout states.
Wow. What else do you do here? Do you do, do you just do aesthetic stuff or are you actually like a full, like you do all the doctor stuff as well?
I'm a full-fledged surgeon and doctor. So yeah, I do everything related to the head and the neck. So ear, nose, and throat, sinus, allergy, thyroid, sleep problems, hormones.
I need to talk to you about something. I had a concussion the other day, like 2 weeks ago, and I'm still so dizzy from it.
You know what? That can happen. You can get vertigo from knocking the inner ear crystals
around. I
think
I have vertigo. Yeah. I can't work out at the moment. So I tried to do Pilates today and like literally
had you
to
feel stop. The room spinning. We'll give you some vertigo exercises to try for sure. Yeah. Yeah, but I love this specialty because I trained in head and neck surgery. That was like 6 years of training at UCLA. And part of that is, you know, I teach residents how to do head and neck surgery.
Yeah.
So that's fun to teach. I can take care of patients anywhere from newborns up to like 99 years old. So every age, all stages of life and problems. And then, 30 to 40% of our specialty is reconstructive plastic surgery. So
wow. So just facial kind of stuff.
All faces. So I do eyelid surgery, nasal, rhinoplasty, facelift, neck lift, brow, skin cancer, reconstructive, everything.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, hopefully you don't need anything. You're usually today.
I'm like, what else do you do here?
Yeah, and I love taking care of skin. That's something that is my passion.
Well, your skin's beautiful, so.
Well, thank you. I'll use all my good skincare.
Yeah. I know, I use your skincare still, the hydrating stuff.
Isn't it awesome?
I do like it a lot.
That's awesome. You travel a lot, so it's a good product for adding moisture when you're on an airplane or you feel like you're, changing time zones and you're not drinking enough water. You can hydrate topically. So that's called, it's a hyaluronic acid. Do you know anything about hyaluronic acid?
I think it's in some of my skincare stuff.
Yes, it's super popular ingredient this year. Hyaluronic acid is a molecule that absorbs water. It's in all our fillers. It absorbs 1,000 times its weight in water, which is amazing.
Wow.
So it instantly plumps and hydrates. And then I designed this product, my hydration serum, and as a fractionated version of that molecule. So three small little molecules, they penetrate topically, and you get line fill for all little crinkles when you put it on.
Oh, wow.
So it's amazing.
No, well, I've got some at home, so I'm definitely going to take it tomorrow when I leave.
That can be your model secret right there.
Yeah, it kind of is.
Yeah, today we're going to do a pretty peel for Gemma. And Gemma, you have some photo damage, I have to say, even though you spray tan, which is awesome. I'm sure you're in the sun a lot because you're always in bikinis and stuff, right?
Yes. Very true.
So all of us, when we start to get photo damage, it's always more common on the left side of the face. That's the driving side. I always tell my patients definitely use like a sun shield when you're in the car. When you feel heat hitting your face, just imagine the skin turning brown and yellowy. Okay, so that should be your motivation. If you have heat and infrared energy touching your face, you're going to get pigment. And you definitely need to use sunscreen that has like a mineral in it. So zinc oxide, titanium dioxide sunscreens are the best.
Okay.
Because then sun hits you and bounces right off. Right? If you use all the products that target over-the-counter, the Copper Tone, Neutrogena, et cetera, those are great, but they have chemical sunscreen, right? Mainly they have the really long names on the back of the bottle. Mm-hmm. And sure, they're SPF 100, but guess what? You have to put it on, absorb a chemical. Chemical goes under your skin. And then when light hits you, the damaging sun rays come into your skin to interact with that chemical. So that is not optimal. Optimal is damaging rays should hit and reflect off. Bounce right off of you with the mineral.
Mm-hmm.
So that's,
I need a good sunscreen, actually.
Yeah, I'll get you some to try of ours.
Good, like, mineral. Do you have like a tinted moisturizer one?
I do. Yeah. It's my ultimate. It's called Ultimate. It's very matte foundation. Yeah. It's matches every skin tone, so it's kind of used universal skin tone.
Yeah.
But the number one message to get from that is like it's mineral and it's SPF 50. So light hits you, bounces right off you. No chemicals to mess up your hormones. No chemicals to like why have chemicals on your skin?
It's awesome.
Cool. So that's a good thing to do. So preventing photo damage. One way to do it is sunscreen. Another way, vitamin C. And lastly, do some peels. So
yes, I'm a strong believer in peels.
Yeah, you're gonna have a little tiny bit of downtime with the new technology of peels is so you don't get red, raw, and irritated. You're just definitely gonna be lighter, brighter, tighter the first 2 days, and then the third and fourth day, a little light flaking, and then that just exfoliates the damage. So it's an awesome treatment.
Awesome!
Yay!
I'm glad to do it.
So thanks for coming in today. I'm really excited to have you.
Thank you
and your beautiful supermodel colleagues. Stop on by anytime.
It's our favorite place to come.
And good luck with your all your projects this year. You're doing so well in your social media. So
thank you. I appreciate it. And a lot of it thanks to you.
And all of our girls and guys out there listening, you can find Gemma on her Instagram. Tell us again your spots to find you.
Follow me on Instagram. It's @GemmaLeeFarrell.
and read her blog.
Yes.
Yes. And then find me on my Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K. And my website is the same name. And I'd love it if you subscribe to our podcast and our YouTube channel. So send me some questions and I'm happy to answer them. Send us a review so we can know how we're doing. And you've been listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. I hope you'll tune into our 5-Minute Fridays to get skincare tips. And Tuesdays, we do fun, long podcasts with all the starlets, VIPs, and amazing boss girls that come through this office. That's it for now. Stay beautiful.